Now, a few of you get prepared to get out of your comfort zone, okay? I didn't have a place for that in my little comfort zone years ago. And something changed my mind besides the teaching of Jesus. Probably more than most of the people in this room, I've been in the bedrooms or the hospital rooms of people about to die. I've been there when people died. And more times than I can recall, I've had saints at the very point of death tell me in their last hours they saw angels. Now, I haven't. But I've been in the room when a wonderful, godly Christian woman pointed to the place in the corner and said, "Don't you see the angel?" Now, you might say, "Well, that's probably just the narcotics." I don't think that for a minute. I think that when you die, your spirit is carried to Jesus by angels. By the way, the scripture says that the devil is the prince of the air. The atmosphere is where demons dwell. I believe one reason angels carry us to the bosom of Jesus is because when you die, your spirit's got to go through enemy territory. And God's going to make sure you get there safe. So I think that one of the ministries of angels is to be pallbearers of the spirit of the righteous.